pursuing a doctorate in mothering.
In mothering? He's pursuing a doctorate in mothering. Someone please come impregnate him so he can fulfill his destiny.
He needs to know how.
No. The doctor is in watching the prophet. Okay, not like that. Okay.
Wait. Yes, like that.
Yes, like
the thing. Watching that. Getty loves studying people make love.
Exactly. Sweet love. Nobody wants that.
In terms of it's a show about mothers. Making love.
How was it like making love?
Making love in the fact that you're raising a child.
Welcome to episode 2 of Mothers I Learned From Podcast. Part 2.
The very second episode.
The very second episode. I'm Lionel, son of a mother.
I'm Guillermo, also son of a mother.
Yeah, dude. This is definitely our first time recording this.
This is our first time recording this because we don't make mistakes.
Exactly.
We're unfamiliar with failure.
I don't think I've ever failed at a single task I've done.
I don't think I've ever even put effort into stuff because I know I won't fail.
Exactly.
I just sort of...
It's kind of...
I'm always calm and collected because I believe in myself. And more than anything, I believe in you to support me if I fall.
It's all about your support system,
dude. Yeah, exactly. And who...
Who is in your support
system? Who is the main person in your sort of web of support?
It's got to be my mother, dude.
It's got to be your mother. Got to be my mother. My emergency contact in all cases. The only number I really remember, I think, honestly.
Yeah. 6-5?
4-3? Please call my mom. Exactly. Please.
Yeah. Somebody's got to call my mom.
It's not going to be me. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Love you,
Mom. I talked to my mom earlier today.
And I will talk to my mom.
Today?
Probably later today, yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
It's a Sunday.
You can't make promises and not keep them. Exactly. Or else I'll...
Yeah, you know.
Get your mom to punish you.
I never fail on my promises.
You don't? Oh, yeah, because we just talked about...
Because we just talked about
it. We just talked about how good and strong...
That's why this podcast already...
If any of you guys who kind of listen, like, probably our friends...
Yeah.
If you guys need support, just know that we could not understand you.
No.
And, like, if you're going through something, like, we...
Go to your mom. Go to your mom.
Go to your mom. And if your mom's your problem, find a
goal figure.
Yeah. Something like... Just someone to keep you going. Like, some older woman that you can... burden.
Yeah.
Because that's what a mother is at the end of the day.
An old woman you can burden.
But she's more than that. And we're here to... That's what we're trying to communicate with this podcast probably more than anything. She is a woman. She is a person, a doctor, a lawyer.
Astronaut.
Superhero. Shout out Wonder Woman.
Shout out Wonder Woman.
Shout out Wanda Maximoff.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Shout out Sandy Cheeks.
Shout out Sandy Cheeks.
And she does give birth eventually to SpongeBob's baby.
Does she?
The real fans know that. Steven Hillenburg left it in his will that Sandy Cheeks had to give birth to SpongeBob's baby.
Half sponge, half squirrel. Live on cam.
Live on cam.
It's a live stream. It's one of those special events.
Cut to the U-cam. Uterine cam.
It's like Atlantis SquarePantis.
it's a 30-minute special.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had the book for Atlantis SquarePantis.
And I had the book for Sandy Cheeks' birth episode.
Sandy Cheeks' birth episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually,
it's an intense book. Very informative.
Yeah. I actually, there's a funny photo that I have on my phone that says, like, that I was a big fan of when I was an edgy 17-year-old that has, like...
Edge of 17-year-old?
When I was an edge of 17-year-old, when I was Haley Steinfeld...
I was the other girl.
You were the blonde girl who's fucking my older brother. Wait, are you fucking my older brother?
Dude, don't even start with your older brother.
I don't have an older brother, but if I did, he'd be tall and handsome. And I'd be offended that you'd be fucking him.
Exactly. They're not friends in the middle of that movie.
You're not. And I have to fucking console fucking Woody Harrelson, bro. He has to console me, rather. Well, I think Woody Harrelson's not.
Haley Lou Richardson? That's who that is?
What?
That's the... Haley Lou Richardson.
Haley Joel Osment?
She's also in Split with Haley... Or no, that's not Haley.
Wait, and guess what Split is in connection to?
What?
Sixth Sense.
Oh, shit. And I have a Sixth Sense.
No, because I said Haley Joel Osment.
Oh.
Haley's.
Two Haley's.
You know M. Night Shyamalan loves his Haley's.
Exactly.
Shit, watch out Eminem's daughter. Not like that. Not in that creepy way, but...
Blake
in
Jenner is the brother.
Okay way. In a movie's casting way. which is sometimes not okay.
From the Glee Project.
The Glee Project? Is that like a movie they were working on?
No. Glee? That's like
the mom in Glee, dude.
That's the competition show.
Did, I feel like the blonde one had a baby.
What's her name?
The blonde one had a baby with the blonde guy in Glee.
Glee?
Ed Cheerio. One of the...
Oh, yeah, Eddie Cheerio?
No, dude. Your favorite singer? Your favorite British cereal mascot slash singer?
Eddie Cheerio?
Well, I was thinking Ed Sheeran.
Oh. Cheerio. What about Kurt Hummel?
Kurt Cobain. What if Kurt Cobain was Kurt Hummel? Why did Kurt never sing...
Jane Lynch! Sue Sylvester.
Is that what you fuck... Dude, she's not a mom in that show.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She's a mother figure to the Cheerios because she's the team captain or whatever. Or the not the team captain, the coach.
Robin Sylvester is the main character in Glee.
She has a sister.
Robin was originally introduced to Glee as the daughter of Sue Sylvester.
Robin?
Boom.
Who's Robin?
Robin Sylvester.
That's a fucking Looney Tunes ass name, bro. What is that? Two animal names?
Robin
Sylvester the cat and Robin the bird. Red Robin the bird.
Red Robin the bird? Dude? You mean Robin from How I Met Your Mother, dude?
You mean Robin from Batman?
Don't
Robin?
Ever diss Robin Scherbatsky.
And guess what? In the Teen Titans, there's Robin and there's Robin. Raven. Shout out. Beast Boy.
Beast Boy? Canonically Boy Latino.
Latino. Canonically. Anybody who thinks Beast Boy is white,
you're probably the most wrong.
You're probably the most racist, most wrong person I've ever met, and trust me, I've met a lot of wrong and racist people.
Sometimes both. Most of the time. And if they're racist, mothers. They're wrong. No mother has ever been racist.
And that's
no mother has ever been wrong.
About. Like, people are trying to find these common denominators. Like, why are these people so evil? It's like, because they've never had the joy of giving birth.
Exactly. They don't have the joy of being a mother, dude.
They don't have the joy of just...
Like, think of terrible people. Like, give me a name of a terrible person. Just from history. Or right now.
Louis C.K.
Not a mother.
Not a mother. Never. I mean, he has kids, but.
But not a mother.
Probably. And the person he had children with probably hates him. Probably traumatized by him.
Kevin Spacey? Not a mother.
Not a mother. Yeah. And doesn't even have children, I don't think. No. And, yeah. Quite an unusual suspect we have there.
Yeah, definitely not one of the usual suspects.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
was Benicio del Toro in that?
Yeah, he's the red shirt
guy. Oh, yeah, red shirt guy.
Hey, dude, you've seen that. I haven't even seen that movie, yeah, but I know you've seen it. Yeah, you watched it when we lived in the same room, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm, it's a good movie.
I've heard. And Kevin Spacey makes that movie for you.
He doesn't.
Oh, I love
Officer, I believe. I believe I'm your suspect or some shit. Or, no, that's Seven.
I don't get the rest. I don't like Seven. Dude, I don't like crime thrillers, but I don't think Usual Suspects is a crime thriller. I hate crime. That's one thing.
Dog, I was talking about Seven when I went Officer.
I know the what's in the box.
Yeah. Stephen Bradley Pitt.
If he had listened to his mother more, he probably wouldn't have been such a controversial murderer. Figure.
Brad Pitt, or Kevin Spacey.
I feel like one time I heard that Brad Pitt's son hates him or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Brad Pitt is a terrible father, allegedly.
Sons or something like that. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm tired of all this hatred in the world.
Yeah, man. What do you think?
People are too focused on death and not enough with birth.
About life.
Well, yeah, life.
Which starts at birth.
Which... Yes, okay, I was making sure I agree with that. I was trying to remember which one I'm a fan of, and that's
the one I said.
Birth? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about birth?
It seems...
Today.
Painful. Oh, yeah.
Seems painful.
Shout out, Lois.
Shout out.
Shout out,
It does seem painful.
Bonnie.
There is, Minus like one. She was a mother for a long time, or she was pregnant for a long time.
She was with that little girl that honestly bullied Stewie.
For real.
And I hate that.
Stewie's another person who hates his mom, but in the later seasons, he grows to love her.
We've talked enough about Family Guy and key figures in motherhood. Lionel,
The
pain of birth.
There is...
Would you drug yourself up before birth?
Yeah, I think so.
You wouldn't go natural?
No, I wouldn't go natural.
You wouldn't go tub birth? Underwater
No, birth? Tub birth, I think.
I've heard you can get an orgasm from that.
I've never heard that, I don't think.
Maybe I'm making it up, but I don't think I would make something like that up.
And you're never wrong.
It might have been from like some TV show that I watched. And if it's from an embarrassing TV show, don't attack
me.
He
did not watch it.
I've seen a lot of stuff because I try to familiarize with myself with everything about womanhood just so I know what mistakes I'm making.
I think I'd have to go to a hospital. I don't think my pain threshold isn't that great.
And do you think your partner would be able to drive you appropriately?
Yeah, I mean,
you could always put trust in them.
Yeah, I think I'd put trust in them. I think.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Would you be stressed?
I think I would be stressed.
Would you
be
scared?
I would be very scared. Cause like
seeing your vagina open up that wide.
Not necessarily. I think if I was pregnant, I would like definitely go into a rabbit hole of
what could go wrong.
Exactly, what could go wrong in pregnancies, and I'd just be incredibly anxious.
I feel like that is every pregnant person. Mm-hmm. My mom will tell me like, I think my sister was the only one that was like easy, and the other me and my older sibling were like, oh, they could die.
Oh yeah.
They could die or get Down
no,
syndrome.
You didn't.
Nothing wrong with a little Down syndrome, but you know, it could be a fear or a worry, you know, mm-hmm. just because you have to put extra care into raising that child.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
And some people just don't think they're up to it.
Yeah, that's true. I think I would definitely have that.
Yeah,
fear.
this is a thought I've had. I think
yeah.
I would definitely.
Yeah.
I think I could be a good father.
A good father? Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about mothers.
I think I could also be a good mother.
I don't know if I could be a good mother, man. It seems like a lot.
It's a lot of work.
Being a woman prepares you for being a mother. Is that
just
true?
Like,
or did I just make that up?
I think you kind of... I don't think it's necessarily true.
You don't think somebody would like, oh, he snapped.
Yeah, there's... Somebody paused it right after you finished that sentence and was like... Shit, I've never thought
if
about
you say
that.
Something
and then they unpaused it, and they're hearing me
I'm
now
saying,
talk
I'm
about
like
it, and they're
like,
shit.
Okay, rip OJ, first of all. I'm saying stuff that, like...
the juice?
the juice, first
the,
of all.
The running back?
Yes.
He died?
If you say something in the right way, people will believe it. That's why I believe in OJ, because the glove stuff, the glove rhyme, Johnny Cochran
Oh,
style.
Dude, Johnny Cochran.
I love
oh my
Johnny
God.
Cochran.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Buffalo Bills?
I wish I had Johnny Cochran as a lawyer. I might be somewhere else right now. Instead of this prison we're trapped in.
Yeah,
of our own making, honestly.
Yeah, somebody is forcing us to record a podcast.
Yeah, they're at gunpoint. In the corner. You can't see it because there's no camera.
There's no video currently.
There's no video.
There will be eventually once they figure out how to hide everything.
Yeah, and once we figure out how we can upload our faces legally on TikTok.
Exactly.
Because we're kind of...
Kind of on the run.
We're really disgusting looking, and it's not allowed. Every time we try to upload like selfies,
it gets
Instagram,
immediately demonetized.
I mean, people automatically report it for like being scarred or something
yeah.
like that. Like,
every one of our selfies has like a trigger warning.
I'm like, I thought I looked cute here.
Like trigger warning, not cute.
we had to start putting trigger warning, not cute, on all our social media.
That's how it doesn't get censored.
You know how that fucking feels, man.
Exactly.
You know how that makes me fucking feel to get zero likes on a post I put that much effort in. I put so many filters on me, and I still look awful, disgusting.
So many filters, dude. I made sure I looked like a cartoon character.
And not only that, I'm doing hours of hair and makeup.
Exactly.
Hours of hair
and
makeup. And
I put a lot of money into it.
Yeah, dude.
At least a grand each selfie.
And some people say that's like. That's probably my downfall because I am paying for experimental surgeries to help fix my face.
Yes.
And I've gotten a lot of chemical burns.
Yes.
And that sort of reminds me of being a mother, vaginal rejuvenation, you know? There's pressure behind it because you're like, am I pleasing my partner?
What about it? What is vaginal rejuvenation?
Well, just if you get a little loose, you might want to, you know, fix her up. Or, you know, what happens down there, you know, forcing a baby out of there.
It's hard.
It's going to take some damage. It's going to take a toll.
It takes a toll.
Would you get vaginally rejuvenated by a surgery?
No, I don't think
so.
Would
you do Kegel exercises?
Yeah, I think I do exercises, but I don't think...
So, do you think it matters to you how tight you are for your partner?
No.
Nope?
No.
So, it would just be for you then?
Yeah, it's just for me. It's my body. So.
But do you think you're upholding that standard because of something made up and sexist?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Okay.
All right, man.
Exactly, dude.
Pretty pussy privilege.
Society wants me to have a pretty pussy. And I don't care.
If you were a woman, you'd have the prettiest fucking pussy. I swear to fucking God.
Hell yeah.
Me on the other, fuck.
The fuck, dude. My pussy would be so ugly.
Ugly, bro.
Nobody wants to see my pussy.
Nobody wants to see me. Honestly, I would. I think my pussy would. I'd have. I'd try to do a little. Stop, bro. Alright.
It's really funny.
I can't go on with this if you look at me and it's like I'm doing something wrong. So no.
Go
my
on.
My ideal personal pussy, by the way, for
his,
me,
his
not
ideal
for
pocket
anybody
pussy.
Else, okay, is...
Would you get a mold?
For who?
I don't know, just keep it up, you know?
just to decorate my house with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'd make, like, little bronze, like, yeah, statues.
Exactly,
of,
you know how people have statues, like, under their TV?
Yeah,
be
like,
oh, what's that one?
It, like, trophies.
Oh, it's my,
I'd hold, like,
it's local
pussy. Golf tournaments and give them casts.
Exactly.
Of bronze casts of my pussy if they win.
Exactly. The Masters, brought to you by Lionel's Pussy.
The Masters, brought to you by me and my mom. T and Tamara came out of their mother.
Yeah, they're twins.
And they're twins, back to back.
Back to back's
and
gotta
then
be
they
rough.
They gave birth and had children,
mm-hmm.
which kind of makes them biologically siblings, the kids of the T and Tamara.
Oh, I never really thought of it like that.
You've never thought
no,
of it?
No, because there's
you've
somebody else.
Seen, like a fun facts Instagram post that's like, if you and your twin had sex with twins, you'd have sibling children, sibling cousins. You never seen that?
No.
You've never tried that?
No, I don't.
You've never.
I'm not a twin.
To coordinate with your twin.
Not a twin.
Another pair of twins.
Don't have a twin.
Damn.
Pair of kings though.
You ever see a pair of twins in the club and you're like,
damn.
If only.
If only had a twin and we can make cousin siblings.
It's like guys in a bar and one of them's like really talking up this like pair of twins that's over there and it cuts to and it's like the creepiest set of twins. Twins are
like, damn.
I have to bring these twins home, bro.
Bro.
I have to bring these twins home, bro. Bro, you gotta support me.
Bro, you gotta see this.
Like,
you gotta see this.
Bro, come on. They're actually kind of terrifying.
Hey, bro. Can we run a two-man on this real quick?
I can't believe I'd meet some girls as hot as you at this fucking haunted house that I randomly went to.
Oh, no.
Well, so you guys are twins, huh? Have you ever, like, done stuff together?
It's kind of spooky. Kind of sexy.
I mean, isn't it? Is it just me, but does being scared kind of turn you on a little?
Just a little bit, honest.
Let's find one of these rooms.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not haunted.
I want to go to the master bedroom. Damn.
Maybe Dracula's in there.
Whole ass ghost orgy. Sign me up.
Sign me up for this ghost orgy.
Is that Dracula and the Wolfman kissing? What the hell?
What the heck? Oh, man. Who made this stuff up?
Oh, no, zombie, don't go down on me.
No. Frankenstein.
Wait, his jaw fell off. Lucky.
Oh, Frankenstein has one man's balls and another man's penis.
Oh, no, dude, it's completely asymmetrical.
Oh, man.
I hate that.
Oh, man, it's the most beautiful penis I've ever seen.
Oh, man, his penis is so hot. Oh, my God. This is good mother content.
Exactly. So what you get from this podcast is really good mother talk.
Yeah, exactly. Not us going on tangents about penises or sex.
Or Frankenstein penis.
Anything, because, like, we're focused on the matter at hand.
Exactly.
We're sort of inserting ourselves in spaces we don't belong, have no kind of merit.
No say.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have...
No real opinion.
I don't have any sort of gender studies degree or anything.
No. I don't even really study anything, like even close.
Yeah, you study advertising.
Yeah.
Which honestly makes you seem evil.
I don't think so. I think I'm kind of the hero.
It just seems like you're taking advantage of the situation, especially.
I mean, I think I'm kind of the main character. So.
I see advertisers as sort of hustlers, sort of startup guys adjacent.
No, I see us as like, like above. I think just like
above.
Yeah, whoa. Just like the general population.
Above who?
No, just like the general population.
Like me?
I think in between. So at the top is mothers.
Okay.
Then it's advertisers. Then it's kind of just everybody else. Then it's you.
In modern society, advertisers are the most important, the
mm-hmm.
most crucial resource.
We really are the voice of a generation.
You are the diamonds of society.
Diamonds in the rough, yeah.
Diamonds, diamond backs. Shout out.
Shout out.
Favorite
Arizona
MLB
Diamondbacks.
Team. I love your logo. I love the teal. I love the purple. I love the orange.
A lot of different colors in that.
Yeah.
Giants only have orange and black.
Exactly.
My favorite MLB team.
Yeah, I guess they're kind of my favorite, too, but Diamondbacks are better.
That makes a nice logo. I did get new baseball stickers on my laptop.
I saw them yesterday. Did you guys go out and get stickers?
No, I bought them.
I saw some America sticker, dude.
Oh, yeah, that one was funny.
A U.S. flag?
Yeah.
It just had a baseball bat.
Yeah, I was like, you'd love
this. So do you condone sort of the U.S., like, is international intervention in sort of mothering?
In mothering?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Internationally?
International mothers?
How have they been harmed by the U.S., and how do you approve of that?
Probably a lot.
Middle East?
Middle East, definitely a lot.
The U.S. has definitely taken the lives of a lot of
mothers. A lot of mothers. A lot of children of mothers.
And still, Ronald stands here with an American flag brandished proudly on his laptop.
It is not on my laptop.
Yeah, but you have the kid from the Sandlot, which is basically the same thing. Damn, dude. I wish one of us was a good singer.
I think one of us is.
Me?
Me.
One sec. Sorry. You may say...
Well, we can't. This is copyrighted material.
So I have to come up with something original?
Yeah, come up with
you something. You may spray, I'm a creamer.
Off the dome.
Off the dome? Off the dome. On the dome, more like it.
Ayo.
Instead of ayo, ayo.
Now, just imagine if that was the horn.
I think that's the only button we have available, which is better than we would have ever expected, honestly. I went to a jazz place yesterday, and if you had performed that there, everybody would have loved you. Not that good at snapping. I used to make it up, and I used to click my tongue instead of doing it.
That's honestly a solid way to do that. Just
that's what I did, and then my friend Jason caught me.
Ah, fucking Jason.
He was honestly an asshole, dude. And guess what? His family had a boat.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah, dude.
That's what I want more than anything.
I was thinking earlier, what's a good name for a boat? What would you name your boat?
It'd have to be SS, just because that's, like...
That reminds me of Nazis, though. Leave that.
I don't think necessarily.
Isn't that a Nazi thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so that's why I'd avoid it.
Oh. I didn't know you were that tapped into Nazi culture.
Or maybe it stands for super soldier. Which I believe the Nazis were also involved in. Red Skull, I believe.
Red Skull, I think.
Yeah. What are you naming your boat, man? You can keep the SS. I'm sorry I freaking made you feel bad about that. I won't say anything.
I actually...
Unless we're sharing this boat.
I'm a big boat guy, but I don't know.
You're a big boat guy? Yeah, sounds like something a boat transformer would say.
But I don't know what I would name my boat. What would you name your boat?
I was thinking something like Poseidon, or like, what's the Roman one? The Roman version? Mercury or some shit? Uranus? You know what I'm talking about?
Not necessarily.
Like Ursula's tentacle.
Ursula's Revenge.
Ursula's, Princess Ariel's
Jafar's
adventure. Princess Ariel's adventure. Flounder's.
Flounder?
Flounder's freedom fly.
Flounder's freedom.
bro laughs and then he does the same mistake. You're a fucking joke, man.
Flounder's freedom flyer.
Flounder frequent flyers.
Frequent flyer flounder.
Sebastian. United Airlines.
SS Bach.
SS Bach. Beethoven, Marmaduke. So many dog-based kind of shows, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They will uplift a dog before a mother.
Exactly, dude.
Scooby. Doobie-doo. When have we... It's always male dogs, too. Mm-hmm. As if, like, going in heat or something like that is something that we can't portray. We can, easily.
What?
What do you think about going in heat?
What do you mean by going in heat?
Like, for animals. For female animals.
Like, explain it a little more?
It's like when they need to, like... They have, like, a biological drive to kind of go a little crazy. Get crazy.
Get crazy? Get loco?
Get loco. Get crazy. Have sex with another animal. Or even not. Just, they go crazy.
What, male?
We're losing track here, man.
I didn't bring up this dog shit.
You should know what going in heat is before. You've had dogs. Have you only had boy dogs, dude?
No. I've mainly had female dogs.
And do you get them spayed?
No.
You don't?
No. I don't think none of them have been like...
But are you involved in that? No. But what if they get pregnant?
And then it happens.
You step up.
I'm the father that steps up.
I think you'd be a wonderful dad to a litter.
Yeah, dude, I would. That's it. That's.
What if you're like, I want you to meet my girlfriend. She's like a dog woman. I just have a clear image of a dog woman in my head right now.
I don't.
But it's not funny unless you know what the dog woman image I have in my head.
I don't think I can.
You're creative and can think of a dog woman. In my head, she's wearing an apron, which doesn't mean she's subservient.
Whoa. Think about this. The first thing he thought of when relating to a woman was an apron.
A person can cook for their partner without having apron. To make a big deal about it. I'm not saying Lionel doesn't cook for her as well. Oh, by the way, this is your relationship I'm talking about.
Bro. Immediately once he thought of like this a fictional female character, he immediately thought, oh yeah, definitely apron. Definitely chef's hat.
I didn't put a chef hat.
That's exactly what you said.
Oh, you put a big mustache on her and a red bandana on her, and then she's tossing a pizza up.
Exactly, bro. You and these Italian dogs.
Like, what can I say, man? What's an Italian kind of dog? Doberman? No, that's German. German.
Italian dog? I don't know. Like a
Schnitzer.
That's also. I think you're attempting to also do German there.
I can only think of Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Australian Shepherd.
Italian Shepherd.
Italian Shepherd.
Like little. Hey, like a
watch,
poodle.
Watch my sheep.
Oh, that's more like French.
Yeah, that's like a. You get that?
Huh?
You get that? You said Italian Shepherd. Watch my sheep.
Watch my sheep.
Cause he's a shepherd.
Yeah. Cause he. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to
Shout out to mom.
Shout out to mom. Sorry, I can't think of.
Imagine
the top of
not
my head.
Being able.
Society
to
Society oppresses mothers and keeps them from the inside of my skull. So I can't think of. I actually.
Bro is waffling.
I'm not waffling, bro. Hold on, talk for a minute while I try to find my mom.
The mom I'd like to shout out is Beyonce.
Yeah, talk your shit, Beyonce.
Yeah, shout out Beyonce,
Blue Ivy.
And I think they have a second child. 30 plus Grammys.
Yeah.
Honestly. Never album
did
of the
she
year.
Have twins?
Even though, I'm not actually sure, but.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Should have won album of the year multiple times.
Siblings?
Honestly. She just came out with Cowboy Carter.
Shout out Solange.
Valid. Switched up genres a little bit.
Dude, I can't. Oh,
and
yeah.
She excels in every genre.
What's your favorite song off Cowboy Carter?
Texas Hold'em. It's a pretty good one. The single.
That was a single.
Yeah.
I like the Jolene cover.
The Jolene cover's
Jolene.
Good.
Jolene. Talk about mother on mother violence. Don't know if Jolene was a mother. Don't know if,
You just assumed a woman was a mother. Ooh.
I think it's only bad if you do the reverse. Oh, no. That doesn't make sense. I'm really trying to find famous moms. All I see is Susan Sarandon.
Big Susan Sarandon fan, this guy.
I don't know much about her or what she does.
Think of acting. A woman. Name a woman.
Name a woman. Oh, yeah. That's sort of a popular trend right now. Right now.
right now. Yeah, we're recording this in 2021.
Sort of represents the zeitgeist of sort of TikTok challenges and sort of fun kind of memes.
Here's a challenge for you. Call your mom.
Yeah, why you know mother? Why you know? Is this like a funny meme? Is that like a racist one?
It might be. I don't know.
I was trying to think of the raptor one where it's like curled its finger, but that's all. What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show all time?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. It's kind of hard. I've seen a lot of TV shows.
Just go. I'm setting something up. So.
Community.
Community. Now, return me the question.
What's your favorite TV show?
I think it's Mom, the sitcom starring Anna Faris, and guess who also is in that movie?
Who? Movie? I just asked you what TV show.
Dude, don't.
When he fucks up his own bit?
It's hard because you're thinking of what to say in the future, but you're in the present, so you have to speak normally now.
Bro just said it's hard to have a conversation.
Guess who's also 10 Things I Hate About You we watched the other day. The principal is the mom of Anna Faris in that show.
Oh, really?
Yes. And during the movie when we were watching it, I was like, oh, I recognize her from something. It's fucking Mom, dude.
It's
my
Mom.
Favorite TV show.
Your favorite TV show of all time? What's the plot of Mom?
Her mom is like kind of like a free, loving kind of individual. She just does as she pleases. And then Anna Faris is sort of uptight, you know.
Yeah, what's Anna Faris's character's name?
The way she was cheated by what's Chris her? Pratt. The way she was cheated by Chris Pratt is what you're
this
doing
is,
to me right
this
now.
This is your you're doing favorite this to show me of all right time. Now. I think you're pandering to our audience right now.
Moms?
By saying your favorite
show. If I wanted
show
to
moms.
Pander to moms, I'd say my favorite show was Sex in the City or something.
Whoa,
Grey's Anatomy.
Because
that's my mom's two favorite shows. I feel like it could be applied to a lot of moms.
He just profiled moms.
I profile moms any day.
I apologize to any moms who are
Sudoku?
Listening.
That's what my mom does. Does your mom do any games like that?
No.
Candy Crush?
No.
Your mom doesn't... She's not a gamer?
No.
She doesn't game?
No.
But
it's Christy Plunkett, by the way.
Christy Plunkett? That's her character's name? Why would they come up with something so bullshit? I like Anna Faris better. Star of,
Scary Movie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Couldn't even
and
think
Scary
of it.
Scary Movie 2. Couldn't think of that one, could you? Gotcha there.
No,
because
I thought
gotcha.
The original...
Riddler.
Okay.
Joker. The Joker could have had a mom.
I think the Joker did have a mom.
What if the what if God was one of us? What if Joker had a mom? Sort of kind of sympathizing.
With the Joker?
The Joker once had a mom.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Everyone has a mom. That kind of really makes you sad.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. You think you're dwelling on that? You were digesting that?
I'm digesting this fact. Brain candy.
A lot of white women when you look up famous mothers.
Yeah. No, really.
What's a... Oh, Big Mike?
Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, she's on here.
All right.
And so is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Shout her out, then.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. You still have yet to shout out a mom.
What? Oh. I was doing the TV show Mom bit. Well, it wasn't really a bit. It didn't amount to much. But I love the show Mom is what I'm trying to...
I don't even know the name.
Hold on. God. I'm looking at all these famous mothers, but I'm trying to decide my favorite. Oh, yeah, Tracee Ellis Ross, dude. Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So talk about a talented mother-daughter duo.
Exactly.
Yeah, but do you think Tracee Ellis Ross feels the pressure of living under her mother's shadow?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's most people who are like...
Have a famous mom.
Have a famous mom.
Or like, even dad.
Even dad, less
but
so,
like,
though.
If you're a boy dad, if you're a girl mom.
Yeah.
That's girl. Not true.
Boy dad, girl mom.
Boy dad, I would be more of a girl dad, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's my future.
Yeah. I thought of it. I was originally
boy... thought of it, but you're like, nah.
I was originally boy dad side.
That's how I've always
side.
Been because you like baseball but, and stuff like that. You want to sort
but
of
recently,
force, you want to force your child into sports.
But recently, I've been more in like a girl dad type B, like.
Yeah, Diana Ross, singing. Singing is a beautiful talent that we can all exhibit. If we practice it enough in our personal lives to get good enough to perform in front of others. Because nobody wants to hear you sing if you don't have a practiced voice.
I mean, unless you're naturally good, like me.
What's your mom's favorite fruit, though?
Either mango or pineapple.
It's kind of similar to you. You like mango.
I do like mango. I like mango, strawberry type B. Two favorite fruits right there.
Pineapple's good, but
watermelon
it
is
makes
a third.
My throat feel a little kind of
definitely
used.
A little allergic.
I'm allergic to a lot of fruit. Yeah.
You have a lot of reactions when you eat fruit?
I'm biologically weak because my dad.
What about your dad?
I don't know. I just feel like the male DNA in me kind of ruined me.
Have you taken a DNA test?
To see if my dad's my real dad?
No, too.
I just kind of trust it. We have the same name, so we might as well just
stay with it. Fuck, you're right.
I didn't. Yeah, you have to be biologically related.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can have your dad's name.
And I could. Yeah. And I want to pass that on to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you?
I don't have a say.
I don't really know if that's a because you know you could get bullied. I don't know what the future looks like though.
I don't know what the future holds.
I think I like
success.
But my favorite name
millions
is
of dollars.
Marvin. So,
a TV deal for this podcast?
I'm not going to let some sort of thing like
ESPN
biology
thing?
Stop me from naming a kid Marvin. Because I love Marvin the Martian. Yeah, I actually don't have any updates on... My YouTube Shorts is kind of running dry of AMP content.
Damn.
Yeah, it's kind of transitioning to, like, just Tyler videos like yours.
Yeah. A lot of Tyler content.
Tyler taking over.
Yeah, it's real,
dude. Make me sweat. Make me hotter. Water.
Yes.
Make me sweat. Make me hotter.
See, Tyler... Inspirational.
Michelle Obama's a mom too.
Michelle Obama is a mom.
Sasha yeah. and Malia. Sasha Malia, and Malia. Now her abandoning her name to become famous on yes. her own.
Didn't she get her movie into like a film festival?
Yeah. Is it good, do you think?
I wouldn't. I honestly don't.
What kind of perspective
does the have? Daughter of Obama have?
Yeah, I don't know how that would like being raised as the president's daughter, like,
exactly.
Does that, how much substance is going to be in that movie? You
know? And the daughter of,
not that she doesn't have her own experience.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Shout out Chicago.
Shout out Chicago.
Shout out Harvard Law.
Harvard Law, Hawaii.
Shout out Barry. Yeah, make my day.
Make me sweat.
Make me water.
Make me lose my mind.
Such a good song, dude.
Honestly. Yeah, you guys should listen to it, honestly, after you call your mom.
The music video is fun, too.
So your guys' homework is to call your mom. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Tyler's going to distract
you. Exactly. You'll be thinking of Tyler the whole time.
Well, I guess you'll be thinking of her the whole time if you do after, because you'll be like, oh, I'm so excited to watch the water music video.
Yeah, I'm so excited to do the water challenge.
Shout out South Africa. Colonization again.
He shouted out South Africa.
Shout out Lesotho and the Seychelles Islands. Yeah. Who is your favorite symbolic mother?
What do you mean?
Who is your favorite lore-ish mother, sort of some storybook mother.
Storybook mother?
But it could be from a movie, but something fictional.
Something fictional.
A fictional mother you love, but a sort of fantastical fiction.
What is the name of...
You can't even think of the name of the mother that...
The kids?
I gave you such a broad...
No, because I immediately thought of a mother.
Okay, yeah. I can understand.
I just don't remember the name.
Give me the story.
Where... Okay, so... Three bears...
Oh, Mama Bear?
Yeah, Mama Bear.
That's who you're thinking of?
Yeah, dude, we kind of...
You forgot the name Mama Bear?
No, but I forgot the name of the blonde girl.
Goldilocks?
Goldilocks and the three bears?
Yes.
Shout out Mama Bear.
Who?
Protecting...
Was she just right or too cold?
She was...
No, Baby Bear was just right.
They were all just right at one point.
Well, yeah, before Goldilocks came in.
Exactly.
And tried to colonize the
another bear. Colonizer, another white colonizer blonde, coming in.
Literally golden locks.
Stealing food, stealing space.
You're not allowed to have locks, by the way. That's cultural appropriation.
Exactly. Goldilocks? Come on. Goldilocks. Come on.
Come on. Come that on. Is not for you. That is not,
that is not for side. You to decide.
That is not. Please get out of this bear's home, please.
Exactly. Fucking breaking in and acting like it's yours, acting like you can live there.
Shout out Baby Bear, my best friend from college.
Shout out, Baby Bear. Those are the days. No, but dude, shout out, Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's honestly, sometimes that phrase.
We went to Tufts together.
Cool.
We were in the same frat.
Mama Bear has kind of taken like a, it's kind of used as a derogatory term.
Oh, yeah,
kind of.
You're a Mama Bear.
Exactly. It's like something a mom bear. All right, that was a little. Like, it shouldn't be taken as a derogatory term, bro.
Shout out Mama Bear.
Words do have power. And we're using that right now. We're using the power of words to describe
this. Exactly. This is sort of what the entire existence of podcasts tells you, that words are powerful.
Exactly.
So please try to...
So please stop using Mama Bear.
Next time you call a mom a Mama Bear...
Think about who you're talking about, really.
And maybe she's so restrictive and dominating and evil because she loves you, you fucking
unappreciative asshole. And because it's hard being a mother.
It's really hard.
Sometimes you have to be a Mama Bear.
Stress makes you unhealthy.
Exactly.
We need to eliminate stress.
Sometimes your mental state just needs to be just right.
I want to therapize every mother.
Yes.
Be okay.
Please be okay.
And I'm like rubbing their temple. I'm not rubbing them. I'm getting someone they have trust in to rub their temples.
He wants to rub mom's temples.
When he wants to rub mom's temples.
I'm cutting out the part where you say you want other people to rub their temples and just leaving in that temple part.
I came home and mine was rubbing my mom's temples and it was making me really uncomfortable.
Hey, man.
Sorry, I'm trying to cure What are you trying to cure? Stress among mothers.
Stress among mothers.
Pain among mothers. They should never experience pain.
Mothers go through a lot of pain. More pain than fathers do.
That's true. When I think of my mom, it makes me sort of a beautiful, proud smile in what she's been able to accomplish in spite of adversity.
Exactly.
When I think of my dad, I'm like, wow, he just got away with it.
This motherfucker. This
piece of absolute shit. Sorry, Dad.
You fucking guy.
you scammer. You absolute.
You scam.
You absolute devil. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, this is my mom's house.
This is my mom's. She paid for it. You just live here, man.
You're just like me in here, dog.
You are exploiting that beautiful woman. Please leave. Please leave the premises.
Please leave. Excuse me, sir. I'm escorting. I'm escorting you out of this.
When I was a little boy, I would pray for the day I could beat my father.
As revenge.
And now that I can, I realize that...
You know, it's not worth it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm like readying my fists.
No.
I'm better than you.
Because my mom taught me to be.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that I have a mom makes me 50% woman. 50% mom. Even.
50% mom. 50% dad.
The 50% I'm very most ashamed of.
Exactly. So everybody's got demons.
Yeah, exactly. We all have...
We all have that 50%.
We don't all have dads, but we all have a little bit of...
A little bit.
Someone down the line was a dad in your biological sort of recipe.
Sometimes you just gotta live with that.
And yeah. Learning, the way we can unlearn and become better as a world, as a globe, is just by just sort of erasing fathers from existence over time. Just working them out.
Yeah.
Make them sweat, make them
hotter. Make them hotter, make them
lose
control.
Yeah. Hope they last all night. Or something like that.
Something like that.
Shout out Tyla.
Shout out Tyla. You guys should go watch the Tyla Water music video.
We already said that, but watch it again.
Watch it three times.
Pause and come
pause
back.
This. Yeah, don't even listen.
It disrupts the flow of our conversation exactly. For you and kind of ruins it for you. Like
yes,
you need to please stream.
Please. Oh my god, please stream Tyla.
Please.
Please.
Please. We have actually a commission going on.
It benefits the country of South Africa.
And. The country we're going to start. Not through colonization.
We're kind of building a new one.
Yeah, we're just going to secede in some kind of cool way. I'm not sure where we're going. I think we should just take the bay.
Yeah, we're going to take that part of this
country. That part of the country. Every bay in the U.S. is ours.
Tampa Bay,
the
harbor. Mandalay Bay.
It's in Vegas, isn't it?
How is it
a bay?
I honestly don't know what it is.
Isn't
Monterey Bay,
Monterey aquarium. Bay, we get the aquarium fuckers.
Yeah, that's ours now.
Yeah, we get to do with the fish whatever we want, and you can't say anything anymore.
San Francisco Bay.
You can't kick us out.
Exactly.
My ban will be undid as I claim lay waste to every fish in there.
La waste?
Hey, you remember my friend La Waste? Or, you are my sunshine? Is that the kind of joke you were doing?
No, I just thought when you say lay waste, I thought of it as like, you were speaking French.
like a fedora guy?
La Waste.
La Waste? My mom?
La mom?
What's your mom's favorite meme?
She has a TikTok, so she's definitely in memes, you know?
Yeah, my mom sent... Hold on. My mom sent me a TikTok earlier, actually. Let me read it. She sent it to the family group chat, so I'm not that special, but I'm still your mom. When you can no longer listen or care what I say, I'm still your mom. When you talk back and argue, I'm still your mom.
Bro, what do our moms say?
Take a piece of my heart with you, I'm still your mom. And I will love you as much as the first day I held you in my arms. I will always have room for you and hug you and welcome you. Until my last breath, I'll keep carrying your love with me, and I will thank God every day for the privilege and joy it's been to be called your mom. Pretty nice.
Why do our moms
outing me for some shitty behavior?
Send so similar TikToks to you.
I told you Mexican moms are interchangeable. No, they're not. Every woman is diverse.
Exactly. Every mother is different.
You will never find the same looking mother out of a crowd of a billion.
Exactly. You know.
No two
the,
mothers.
The
are
challenges right. Mothers face are universal, but they take them on in different ways.
$1 billion a dozen.
$1 billion
$12 billion a dozen. I'm in favor of that.
In favor of, I'm in favor of all our money going to mothers.
I'm with her.
Yeah, hashtag That's I'm just with me. Hashtag I'm with her.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Is it, I voted for Hillary.
You did?
Yeah.
You weren't old enough.
I was 14 when I voted for Hillary.
You're 14 when you voted for Hillary?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I've never seen such a
picture. Illegally? Allegedly?
Illegally, allegedly. Benghazi was...
who is that? Who's Benghazi?
If you think about it, Benghazi was the work of my mother. I don't know what happened there. If it's something fucked up, I'm sorry.
If we research this, it will be cut out.
Yeah, it kind of checks out because my mom loves sending emails. She always like, don't text me, email me.
Email, yeah.
Because it's easier for her to check her computer.
That's valid.
It is valid.
It's tech. Yeah, next episode will be a mukbang.
Next episode will be a mukbang. Now, we are just audio only right now, so you will just kind of have to picture the food.
Yeah. That's the strength.
It's going to be slop. We're not going to go to any sort of fast food.
No.
We're making it ourselves.
It'll be nasty.
It'll be gruel.
Absolutely insane.
Just kind of the worst meat we could find, not in stores.
Definitely not in stores.
Just off of animals that we found. Yeah. But don't worry, we didn't kill them. We cut a little piece off.
Just a little bit.
Of just like neighborhood cats, pigeons, crows. Yes.
Not dogs, because as we know, all dogs go to heaven, and their bodies are no longer with us.
Dogs are kind of... There's mother's dog.
Exactly. Mother dogs.
They're mother dogs that I would prefer not to eat.
Exactly.
Because I support them. I stand with them.
Hashtag I stand with them.
I'm on all fours with them.
If you're listening this far deep into the podcast, tweet out hashtag I stand with them.
Tweet out I love dog mothers, and I love dog mothers in general, too.
Yeah. And so then... Retweet your own tweet. There's no shame in that.
You make yourself famous. It's how you make money.
Exactly.
Sell your soul.
Everybody's got to hustle.
I love mothers from
We sold our soul just last week to start this podcast.
What? If you're listening to this, please listen 100 more times.
And rate the podcast. Give us 5 stars.
5 stars. I don't know how that gets us out there, but it will.
Yeah, I know it benefits us in a way.
I don't know. I've never gotten an advertisement for like a Spotify podcast with like 1 listener or something like that.
We don't have 1 listener according to our analytics.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, we're coming on up.
I'm not. You know, we're fucking there. Everything's all right.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Feeling like Matthew McConaughey over here.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah! Whoa! Anytime I hear mention of a woman, I scream in excitement.
Exactly. Yeah!
And they're like, oh, I didn't know you were such a big Ellen fan. No, I just love women.
Hashtag blessed.
I don't support Ellen, but I just have to hype her up.
Yeah, Ellen, if you want to be on this podcast...
Portia de Rossi.
If anybody wants to be on this podcast, hit us up.
If anybody with a little bit of a platform wants to be...
Exactly. Anybody with clout.
Doesn't matter your morals.
If you got under 10,000 followers, don't even talk to us.
Ugh. I hate when people aren't famous.
Oh, my God.
It makes me dealing with them so much more.
If you're not verified, don't even try. Don't even try.
I don't want to talk to you. I just want to know everything to know about you from the internet, from your Wikipedia.
Exactly. If you don't have a blue link...
Yeah, if I don't see that blue on your name, if I see some red, you can make this? Yeah, why would I make it for you?
Yeah.
Why would I make a Wikipedia for you?
If you're a Wikipedia editor, you know, maybe start one for us.
Yeah, it would for the podcast and for us individually.
Exactly.
We set our birthdays last podcast, so you got that.
Yeah. Fun fact that you can put in my fun facts in my Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I like strawberries.
We already said that. So come up with something better.
I wear a size 10 shoe.
Okay.
That's what I have on right now.
Okay, average.
Okay, very average. What about you? Fun fact that you can put on the Wikipedia.
My favorite color is orange. I'm currently running away from the police.
Yeah, we can't really tell you our location.
Finalist too, but it's like, I really don't want to face the repercussions of what I did.
Yeah.
It really scares me to go to jail. Or worse, kind of seems like what it's lining up to be.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it doesn't seem... Which is why we need Johnny Cochran.
Which is why we need you to vote against capital punishment.
Exactly.
We don't want to hurt for what we did. We just want to... I want the last meal, but I don't want to die.
Yeah, if you're Rhett and Link listening to this,
please
get us on last meals.
It sounds really good. I'd love to eat all my favorite foods and I don't really want to talk to the host so much.
Sean Evans, if you're listening to this,
okay,
get us on host.
Last meals, but with Sean Evans, though.
Oh, dude. Better host than whoever is the guy on Last Meals.
It's we don't have any influence.
Josh?
Yeah, his name's Josh, but I don't enjoy him as a host as much as I enjoy
him. Oh, Sean Evans, A-tier
host. It's
probably
the bald, bro.
Probably.
It makes you more down to earth.
Like, exactly.
If I have something over you, suddenly we're kind of on equal footing, because I kind of give people respect naturally. Just something about me. Mm-hmm. So now you're bald. Oh, now it's like we're friends, basically.
Exactly.
Shout out baldness. Shout out bald people.
Shout out bald mothers. Sean, you can ask us good questions.
Yeah, like what's your favorite wing? Oh, probably barbecue. No, fuck barbecue. Buffalo.
Wild wings.
Barbecue wings are too saucy, I think. Would you concur?
Concur? Yeah, I guess.
What's your favorite? Garlic parm?
Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper wet?
Dry rub. I like dry.
I prefer saucy wings. You
prefer saucy, but not barbecue.
Not too saucy. Shout out Hot Honey.
Shout out.
And shout out to the Hot Honeys.
Exactly.
Stay away from me.
Stop.
Please.
Please don't come near me. I'd be scared. I'm scared of the hot waities.
Yeah, I would never disdain a woman by talking to her, being so bold as to speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
I am for the man, I guess.
I only speak when spoken to.
I love that rule. Because I do the same ass thing. Yeah. So, your mom. Middle name?
No. No middle name.
Neither. My mom, too. Also, whoa. No middle name.
Wow. We're finding a lot about each other's moms in this.
Yeah, I didn't know she didn't have a middle name, and you didn't know my mom didn't have a middle name. And so, do you ever see this bullshit? Like, you'll see, like, your mom's name on, like, a document, and it'll have your dad's name in there somewhere?
What?
Yeah, dude. Sometimes, my mom would be like, fuck, I don't want to say too many of my family's names, but they would put my dad's name on there, even though it's my name. They put Guillermo in there, and I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? That's not my mom's middle name. He doesn't own her.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck is on with society?
My dad doesn't own anything.
No.
He couldn't.
Can't.
The law wouldn't let him.
Doesn't.
He can't. He won't. And I won't let it.
Exactly. As long as I'm alive.
As long as I'm alive, my dad will never be happy.
But my mom...
My mom... This is
deserves
my,
it.
My, one of my only goals in life.
Violent.
Is to make every woman in my life smile.
That's a great goal to have.
Yeah, what about you? You sort of have the opposite goal?
No, you kind of took my goal, so...
I took your goal? You say that, like, I did something to you. Like, I said...
My goal in life is to have every woman in my life...
Frown?
Laugh. You know?
Just laugh?
Just laugh. Just laugh? You know? Give him a little laugh, you know?
You're sort of just taking mine a step further, so...
Which is what I do naturally. I always do what you do, but a step further.
Actually, a smile is more sincere if you think about it. Like, a laugh...
No, a laugh is natural.
There's so many fake laughs out there.
There's so many fake smiles out there, dude.
I know there's a lot of fake laughs because I've done so many for you.
There's a lot of fake smiles out there.
Nah, man.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
You know, like, posed smiles versus fake smiles, that trend?
Yeah, well, if somebody wants to take a pretty picture, can you blame them?
Laughing is as naturally happy as one can be.
Put that on a fucking postcard.
Yeah, put that shit on Facebook.
Put that shit on some sort of Pinterest
board.
Put
that shit on Facebook. Tweet that out.
I will... Yeah, I don't want to make women laugh, because, you know, you can... Sometimes it's embarrassing to laugh.
Anyways, if you know anybody at HelloFresh, MeUndies...
Anybody that can give us money...
Yeah.
And they're not, like, morally bankrupt completely. A little corrupt
okay. Not Manscaped.
Yeah, they have bad razors or something like that.
No, just because, you know, they're targeted towards males, and
I mean,
this isn't really what...
I'm not saying any absolutes here, but shaving your balls seems like such a scary experience. Lana just nodded to me.
That's how I'm describing
it. He keeps winking at me, and I want him to stop. Well, look at that champion smile, dude. That's...
Dude,
I just made a woman in my life happy. Or smile, or whatever the fuck.
And laugh, dude. I think the heartbeat button... Give our fans a little heartbeat. No, you're right. The bleep is the only button that works.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that is bullshit. That's not the only emotion we
want. We want more sound effects, and this is why you have to give us money.
Exactly, because we can buy sound effects.
If you guys... Yeah, okay.